This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. More dance party madness coming up here in moments with the town of St. George, Utah. I guess it's actually a city. It's 70,000 some people that live in St. George. The city of St. George shutting down basically a dance party that they thought they had a permit for dancing, but turns out they didn't. City decided that no dancing will be allowed at this party. And they shut it down just before it even really got going. And it was sort of like they had a family dance, kind of like a family fun center kind of thing. So there's more to that story. Derek J is going to be bringing that to us here in a moment. But we'll also take your calls about anything here on Free Talk Live. Now, Bill is in White Plains, New York, and he had some questions about being a homeowner. He's sort of had this fantasy of owning his own home, but now that he's in the process of helping his mother sell her home, he's realizing that there's some things about home ownership that maybe he didn't really understand. He's really kind of getting a better grasp on this and is sort of asking for some opinions from the hosts of Free Talk Live. Two of the three hosts here have had owned homes in the past and or currently own a home. So, you know, we know a thing or two about this. And, Mark, you were asking Bill a series of questions about, you know, does he want to do home repair? Does he want to do work, you know, woodworking and things, you know, like that? Where were you going with that? And do you have more questions for Bill?
Yeah, so I asked about gardening, and you said you wanted to grow a few tomato plants. Is this something you want to grow into something more? Like you want a big garden, or you just want a few tomato plants?
You know, I think I just I bought into this whole you know, Brady Bunch American dream type of thing where you
sure.
start a family, you own a home, you know, you do whatever you want to your piece of property because that's what everyone wants.
There's some really cool things about owning a house. I'm not going to claim that there isn't, but there's a cost to it.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a cost. There's maintaining it. There's also, you know, as I mentioned before, you know, what I'm struggling with right now is a couple of our neighbors have foreclosed on their properties, and so that drives down the prices of all the homes in the area.
Yeah. Which could be good if you're looking to buy.
Of course, yeah.
So, you know,
I'm looking
one of the
to
things.
This thing. And so, if I own a home, I don't want to have to, you know, wonder whether or not my neighbors are going to be as responsible with their money as I've been. And, you know, I'm only 28 years old right now, and I only have student loans, but I have zero credit card debt and a significant amount of money saved. And so, you know, I'm really struggling as to whether this is a risk that I want to take. And I don't know what to do.
I think this is my opinion, having owned. God, close to a dozen structures people would call houses. you know, just I didn't live in them all every time. But, I think that there was a time when buying a house was a really good idea. If you bought a house in 1999 and you sold that house in 2005, things looked pretty good, especially if you lived in one of the metros that prices really went up in. It made a lot of sense to own a house at that time. But if you bought your house in 2005 and tried to sell it in 2008, things didn't make nearly as much sense then. Now, you can't move thing, I think that's it's a little fallacious, right? Like when you sign a lease, you can only move once every year if you have a year's lease. So that particular reason for owning a home, I don't think particularly valuable. But I would only own a home
though.
If there.
Let me say
what's
this
that?
Though. Okay, so let's say I own a home. And I'm ready to move for whatever reason.
Yep.
You're either going to probably take a hit on your property unless you're willing to stick it out until you get a price that you're willing to sell for.
Right.
Yeah, and it sucks to manage a house.
When you're renting, you're there for a year at a time. You know, you're in 6-8 months and you're like, I don't want to live here anymore. Or you're there for 2 years and you just decide, you know what? I don't want to live here anymore. You can just walk away from that property and all you're out is the cost of moving.
Right. Yeah. With closing costs, essentially, the way things are right now, you're only going to really start making any kind of money to even speak of by owning at like the 10-year mark. So that's why I'm saying is what you need to do is you need to decide if there's some reason that you need property. Do you have a home audio studio where you can't really be near other people, in which case you can still sort of set that up in a rental. You can hang, you know, you can have a rent, you can rent a house instead of renting an apartment. You can hang topsy-turvy tomato plant growers on the front porch of a rental as opposed to the front porch of, you know, a home. And I think that personally, looking at this, I believe I bought my last house, unless you see something that occurs like what happened in, you know, the housing boom.
You feel like you would rent if you moved from this point forward?
Pretty much, because there's just been too many times in my life when I'm trying to fix something, I'm wielding a hammer, I'm preparing to beat whatever it is into a, you know, some kind of metal recyclable slag because I'm so angry at what I'm having to do, you know, and I'd love to just be able to hand that off to somebody else. Hey, you know what? This is your problem, not mine. And it's especially, you know, people talk to me about buying a house or building a house. And I, having done this one time, I'm like, look, if you want to build a house, I've got a little setup I want you to do first. Go to the bank, get a $10,000 out in cash. Undo all the wrappers, put them in a pile on your lawn, pour gasoline over them, set them on fire. Now, I want you to understand that feeling of watching 10,000 of your dollars go up in flames, because this is what I feel you've bought yourself by just considering buying a house. Now imagine that it's the pile's 10 times as large, and now you have some concept of what it's like to build a house. Building a house is a ridiculously nonsensical argument.
Well, just to clarify, were you talking about buying a home or building a home?
Me?
Bill. Yeah, Bill.
I was talking really about buying a home.
Yeah. So, yeah, if you're going to own a home, that seems to be the way to go. It's just buy an existing structure. You don't have to deal with the hassles of contractors and them falling through on their promises and permitting and all of that nonsense. It's a whole nightmare.
Make sure you get a good inspector if you're going to buy, because this is the most important part. You know, a lot of times people are moving out because there's something wrong with the house.
I would say if you are even if you're uncertain at all, then don't buy a house. I mean, if you know you found the place where you want to raise your kids and you know you want to make a family and you want to put down roots, then maybe buying a house would make sense if you know that's where you're going to be. But if there's a chance your job's going to move to another location, if there's a
everybody thinks they're going to be in the same place. Ian, I mean, how many places have you lived for 10 years?
I was going to say that, you know, a lot of people, or at least in my experience, my thought was to just buy a starter home and then upgrade later. But now you're telling me you're not going to really make money until after 10 years. And frankly, I want my starter home to be something that I'm in for 3-4 years. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Who knows what the future will bring?
I wouldn't look at buying a home, especially in this market, as a moneymaker. I mean, that's, you know, if anything, buying a home is a way to avoid pouring money down the rent hole. But that's really about it.
If you can buy some foreclosure situation or you can buy a short sale and you can see the appreciation. But when you do your math. I mean, look at what rent costs are compared to closing costs on both sides. Because when you buy a house and sell a house, you need to consider those closing costs, and they're huge. It's going to be, you know, $5,000-$10,000 sometimes at closing, and then you've got the monthly payment, and you know, I don't know. I'm just so sick of this whole homeownership thing.
It's weird to hear you say, Bill, thinking about the price that you're going to sell at, because I've always been told, now I'm not a homeowner, but I've always been told houses are liabilities, not assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, they depreciate over
time. It's a depreciating liability, yeah.
But it is one that if what are you paying for rent? What are you currently paying in White Plains there, Bill, for rent?
$2,000 a month.
It's pretty hefty. How many square feet are you getting for $2,000 a month?
Excuse me?
How many square feet is the house you're renting?
I'm not renting a house. I'm renting an apartment, pretty small. It's probably 1,000 square feet, if I had to say.
So, and what's the millage rate there in White Plains?
What is a millage rate?
A millage rate is what you pay as far as taxes goes. It's basically a percentage.
Usually like 2-3% or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's usually percentage of the property that's paid per year.
Our annual property taxes here at my mother's house is $15,000 a year.
$15,000 a year, and that's over the course
We don't know what the house is valued at, though.
Indeed, but I'm just – if we're just comparing this apples to oranges comparison here, you're talking about something close to – you know, it's more than about $1,100 a month in just that's the rent payment. So at that point, he's just paying $900 more than that to have somebody take care of his
right.
problems.
I mean, Bill's paying $2,000 a month for an apartment right now. If you could get a foreclosure for $60,000 or something like that, then, you know, after 3 years, the money would have paid on rent would go to pay off that house. So, you know, it makes sense if you're going to stay in one place. Bill, good luck with your decision. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But when in doubt, don't buy.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. No dancing allowed without permit in St. George, Utah. But not just St. George. Maybe this applies in your town. You just don't know it. There's a good chance I don't know how good the chance is, but there is a chance that this could be the case in your town. It's the case in New York City, from what I understand. They sell the cabaret license there. If you don't have a cabaret license and you're operating a public business, you will not be allowed to have dancing on the premises.
I've heard that was the case in New Hampshire. I wouldn't know. I haven't tried to throw any dances.
Well, I don't know. That wouldn't make sense because it would probably be a local ordinance, not a New Hampshire state thing. And I did look in Keene, and I didn't see anything about a dance permit.
Okay.
So there is some sort of permit they want to hold an outdoor, some sort of an event, like a periodic event, something that you would do yearly or monthly or whatever, outdoors. They did list a dance as one of the things that could be held outdoors, but there's no actual question on the permit application, are you going to be having a dance or anything like that. So this isn't true everywhere, but it's true still in enough places to where this makes it into the news from time to time, where somebody's trying to have fun. And in this case, it was an indoor dance on private property at the Fiesta Fun Zone, or whatever it's called, there in St. George. There were hundreds of people who had come out to this thing, and hundreds left after the police showed up and said, sorry, or not sorry, but they said, screw you, you can't dance here. And we'll get to the statement from the organizer of the party here in a moment. First, though, we've got Adam in Massachusetts. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Derek, Jay, and Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm a big fan. I've been listening for about a week straight now. I actually stumbled across you guys looking for a story about a pumpkin fest.
Oh, excellent.
I took my girlfriend up there. I'd been there like a few years ago, but I had some car trouble last minute. And then I heard about it Monday, about all the craziness that went on. So,
well, take your girlfriend to Keene this weekend for Keenevention instead of Pumpkin Fest. It's going to be not as large of an event, but it could be a lot of fun. So you didn't make it to Pumpkin Fest, but here you are now. What do you have to say?
You brought up something earlier when you asked what if the security guards at the party wouldn't let, or the dance party place, if they wouldn't let the police in, what would happen? And it reminded me of a really funny story from back when I was in the Navy a few years ago that I thought you guys would like. We're in South Korea in Busan, and I guess a couple weeks beforehand, some Army guys got into some big trouble, so they declared the whole place a dry port for our entire battle group. And it's funny because the shuttle buses where they drop you off is the street called Texas Street, and it's nothing but bars and whatnot. And I guess the word didn't get out to the locals because they were just flabbergasted that we wouldn't accept any alcohol from them. People were even offering free beers on the sidewalk, and all the sailors were turning them down, and they just had this look of disbelief on their face.
Sailor? Turning down beer?
Yeah, they were so confused. But,
what navy are you in?
Well, no, they declared it a dry port. They said we weren't allowed to drink at all. So the way they enforce this is they get the shore patrol guys with their little black armbands walking around.
I bet there's some popular fellas there.
Oh, yeah. So we were walking down the street looking for something to eat, and we walked past this Russian bar, and there was this very large Russian guy, bald head, like almost 7 feet tall. He pulled us aside. He's like, why aren't you guys drinking? We're like, we're not allowed to. He's like, what do you mean? And we're like, we pointed to the shore patrol guys, and we're like, if they see us drinking, you know, we'll get in trouble. And he's like, you guys come in, first drink's free, and don't worry about it. So he kind of pushed us in, and we went over to the back of the bar, and we were drinking, and we saw all the shore patrol guys clustered around the front door, and they're like, oh, we need to get in there and identify those sailors, and the guy just wouldn't let them in. And it was one of the funniest things ever, and they let us out the back door, and nobody ever
got that's awesome.
Awesome!
Wow. You gotta love the Russian mob, man.
Well, it was in his own interest. He sold some drinks, right? You bought some drinks, didn't you?
Yeah.
He said the first one was free, but you're buying the rest of them.
I love these Shore Patrol guys. I mean, I bet they were just really put out, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we've got to get in. Those boys need a referral.
they were. You can see the steam coming out of their ears.
Good story, Adam.
You're not respecting our authority.
Thanks for the call tonight, and I look forward to hearing from you again. And I appreciate you listening to the show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And you know what? Coffee. You can get a whole pound of it for free by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. But that's not all.
Yeah, it's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica beans. It's really delicious coffee. And you can get high-end coffee on the internet, there's no doubt about it, and maybe in a local coffee shop around your town. Not in a grocery store, probably not in a chain store, but what is different about the coffee that you can get at coffee.freetalklive.com is that it's BuzzBox coffee, and they give up some of the proceeds back to us to be able to give to organizations like Kiva.org. We're teamed up with Kiva.org, and we're giving microloans through them in order to help people around the world get the hand up out of poverty that they need, not a handout, because they're going to pay this back, and then we're going to give that money to somebody else. I love this this organization. I think it's great. If you drink coffee, I think it's worth a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program, and you can cancel it at any time. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us on the dance party crackdown happening, or that happened in St. George just 2 days ago. This was, what, Saturday night?
Friday
night. They were told, you cannot have dancing. We've got Scott on the line. He's in St. George listening to KZNU. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's good. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm a longtime listener, so I knew you guys would be touching on this tonight.
Excellent.
I just want to paint a picture for you about, like, what the St. George police are like.
All right.
Please.
Small town, Utah, half Mormon. I mean, that's the demographic here. If you can picture, like, the officer from South Park, like Officer Barb Brady.
Okay.
Are you guys familiar? Picture like 12 of them, 12 of those guys running around town, like trying to fix stuff. Like, that's pretty much what it's like here.
You've got to have more than 12 cops in St. George. I mean, there's 40 of them here in Keene,
yeah,
and we've got
a
third of the population.
Well, at any time, there's probably 40, 50 cops here, but at any time, there's 12 of them.
There's at least a dozen. So they sent half the force out. I mean, they sent six officers to shut down this dance party or to stop the dancing. Apparently, the music was fine, but the dancing had to be stopped. They sent half of the, you know, they sent six officers out. That was probably most of who they had on duty at the time.
Yep, that's how it works here. If they hear anything on the call radios, the whole squad's there.
Kind of. Scott, I'm trying to figure out what their real motivation was, and I'm speculating here. Tell me what you think. Did they want to go to the party, and they didn't want to pay for it, and they didn't want to dance? So they just said, no dancing, this is our excuse, this, we're going to show up and listen to the music? Is that it?
My personal take on it is that there was going to be, like, a rap battle there, from what I heard on the radio.
Oh, so
maybe they thought there was some kind of gang affiliation or something. It was just a bunch of high school kids just messing around, from what I heard. So,
no rap shall be battled.
Exactly. They might have thought battle meant battle, like they're going to show up with weapons or something. I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I think you're reaching, man. This is just them shutting down fun. I mean, that's not it's not atypical for the police to do this kind of thing, especially in smaller towns, but just in larger places as well. If you don't get your fun permit, then you will be stopped. If the government doesn't get a slice of the action, then they'll shut you down. And thanks for the call tonight, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. And maybe, you know, the owner of the Fun Zone stepped on somebody's toes politically in town, too, and they were just like, pull his dance permit. It's Free Talk Live. You take control here at 855-450-FREE.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3 square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get 2 or 3 cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3 square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. More coming up on this dancing crackdown in St. George, Utah, but this could be where you live. There's a chance that on the books where you live, there's some sort of dancing ordinance, either a total prohibition on dancing, or because apparently that's what St. George had just up until a few years ago. You could not dance in public. So dancing has been decriminalized in St. George, Utah. It's still a crime to do it without a permit inside a private place of business, but it's no longer a crime to dance in public. So I want to continue this discussion here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community. Winners will receive a prize package, including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start. Participation is free and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. That's hackthetrackers.com. As we continue here, we're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. I still want to hear from somebody who thinks that banning dancing or demanding a permit to allow dancing, which is ultimately, you know, close to a ban on dancing. It's preventing dancing from anyone who doesn't have a government permission slip. Are there people out there who support this? Derek J., you say that in the comments section on the St. George, Utah article that you're sharing with us here, you did find someone who thinks that this law needs to be enforced. We want to share those comments coming up here. Chris, though, is first listening in St. George to KZNU. Hello, Chris. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
First, I'd like to see if I could make a public call out to everybody in the St. George area, because this is a really repressive place and people that have grown up here have just gotten used to it. This could be a center for political activism. College students, stop doing things like trying to change the name of Dixie College because it sounds racist, and figure out something real to work towards. You know, I remember doing my own survey of how many police per capita there were in St. George in 1997. And it turned out there was four times as many police per capita than New York City.
Wow.
But, when I was younger, I used to try to get into political activism, and just nobody got it. But it's apparent that people around here have the frustration and the nerve to do it because, like, for instance, the Clive and Bundy's ranch is 30 miles down the freeway. Before the Tea Party was ever organized, the first nationwide Tea Party protest on Tax Day, one of those was held here, and over 1,200 people showed up. And it was, wow, it was beautiful. It was young people and old people alike just saying, we've had enough of taxes.
Incredible. So, Chris, you've been there your whole life.
No, I moved down here when I was 15, and I'm 38 now, and I've lived here kind of off and on, but I've lived here for 10 years straight this time.
What do you think could be done about this?
It's just going to take political activism. I mean, what else can be done? I mean, we just got I don't know the mayor personally, but we just got a new mayor, and the previous mayor was in for 20 years. There is kind of an old
guard. What about civil disobedience? What about throwing a dance party?
I tried that, and I'm not going to say everything that I have done, but you don't get a very good response, and most people don't get it.
How could they not get this one? Hold on. I understand that, like, we've had a lot of experience with civil disobedience out here in Keene, New Hampshire. Derek J., you were arrested for it. I've been arrested for it. There's a movie about it, victimlesscrimespree.com. But, you know, there's some civil disobedience that by its nature is fairly controversial, like smoking cannabis. That's a controversial thing to do. It shouldn't be, but it is, because some people don't understand the war on drugs. I can't imagine that dancing would be a very controversial form of civil disobedience.
Yeah, I can't imagine what the reason for banning dancing is.
I think it's kind of ironic. Guess where Footloose was filmed?
Where?
In Utah.
But wasn't it about a southern town?
I don't remember. I kind of remember it being about some Midwest town, but it was filmed in, I believe it was Nephi or Lehigh, Utah.
I see.
Well, good luck out there, Chris, and let us know if anything develops in this situation. I appreciate hearing from you. One thing you could do is look at the ordinance itself. I know, reading ordinances, not fun, but it is, you know, useful if you're going to do civil disobedience, to know what the ordinance actually says. And, you know, are they banning dancing? From what we heard earlier, and all we can go by is, you know, what we're told here, because we don't have a research staff, so you have to do the research on your own. But what we heard earlier was that public dancing is legal. So you could dance in the streets and have no issue. The permit is apparently necessary for some sort of private dance that is happening. Now, I don't know if that means if the dance is on private property, but out in the open or enclosed within a building. So I don't know what the, you know, the different circumstances are that would surround having to get this permit for the dance party. But if you could find someone who is a private property owner who's willing to host a dance party, an unlicensed, illegal dance party on their premises, find an attorney in advance who's interested in this case, sort of get your ducks in a row before you go through with this, and then publicly announce that you're going to have an unpermitted dance party, Then see what happens. Then go to court.
One thing you want to get ahead of, too, is the narrative that you are costing the town money.
Because we had to respond.
Right. Remember,
we had to send all 10 officers out.
Right. These bureaucrats and officers and politicians, they're not a force of nature. They're responsible for their actions. So if they decide to go to a business and enforce this law, each and every one of these people is responsible for their actions. Now, oftentimes you'll have this...
Well, only personally responsible. They can't be held legally liable for most of them because of government immunities.
I understand that, but I'm talking about sort of, you know, philosophically they're responsible for their actions. But
they're accountable.
What you'll see oftentimes in the community is that people... I don't know what to call it, but like slave-on-slave mentality, essentially, where it's like, oh, he's getting us more whoopings. Oh, wait a second. What are you talking about? It's not him. It's the guy giving the whoopings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this isn't – it'd be one thing. If a person jumps into a cage with a lion and gets turned into lunch, I don't feel bad for that person. But a lion doesn't get – it runs on instinct. It doesn't make decisions like a human does. An officer – six officers that walk into Fun City or whatever to deliver, an order that they can't, the kids can't dance, and if they do, the guy's going to get charged for it. Those people are, you know, they're petty tyrants.
Oh, yeah, and then they hung out with a video camera.
Right. I mean, I don't know how many crimes were getting committed in St. George at the time, but these guys were there making sure seven-year-olds didn't, you know, boogie on down. It's ridiculous.
I like Ian's suggestion of reading the law, getting an attorney, knowing what you're doing before getting into civil disobedience in this regard. But I would offer another solution, which is following the law, but in a way they don't like, which is like towing the line. Like maybe you would have a bunch of people, and maybe you could fake them out, you know, so like there could be a dance party but no one violating it, or some way that people could know what the line is and not cross it. Because they get just as on edge, they get just as prepared to crack down if they think you might cross that line, and you might be able to get them to do just as much of, you know, response as they would normally without all the risk and harm to yourself.
Maybe you could do that or sort of prepare for that by sending a letter to the city council asking for clarification. We want to make sure we are obeying your ordinance, and we want to not have a dance party, but we want to make sure our participants at our party are not dancing. So what are the criteria to determine if someone is, in point of fact, dancing? It'd be interesting to have them try to lay that one out with their stupid laws. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything right here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, great movie I mentioned earlier, Derek Day's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go and watch it for free anytime you want at victimlesscrimespree.com. And we had somebody call the show the other night, Derek J., when you were not on, to let us know that he just watched the movie for the first time. So it's nice that here we are 2 years later since the movie's release. It's been just over 2 years. And people are still discovering it for the first time.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love it. And it's a great movie. You can go watch it for free at victimlesscrimespree.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, there was a victimless crime that could have happened in St. George, Utah, had the business owner of the Fun Zone, or the Family Fun Center, or whatever it's called, Family Fiesta Fun? Fiesta Fun Zone.
Fiesta Family Fun Zone?
Something like that.
I would put it a different way. A real victim crime was committed by these officers.
By the
hundreds of victims of people who would have been at a lovely dance party who
That's
otherwise...
That's a great point.
Yeah, and the business owner who lost, what, 80% of his expected business.
Oh, man.
So tons of victims involved in this crime.
Well, right. The club, the promoter who put this event on hired the Fun Center as the venue. So the Fun Center, they probably got paid, but they didn't make as much as they could have,
mm-hmm.
right? Because, you know, if you're going to have the event there, there's probably some sort of a set fee, or they'll let you have the event in return for being able to sell food and drink. So I don't know what the deal was there. It could have been a combo of both as well. But either way, they didn't sell near as much food and drink at the Fun Center, and the party promoter didn't sell near as many tickets as they were hoping to. Basically, the event was scuttled by the fact that no dancing was allowed. It's a crazy story. We're going to get the statement from the promoter here in moments, but we still have folks in St. George who have thoughts about this. Would love to hear from you if you want to share. 855-450-FREE. We are on in St. George. We're live on KZNU, and that's where Mike is listening. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to chime in on the dancing issue here. One, I'd like to correct the gentleman calling earlier. I think we have to boost up the ratio of LDS versus other religions to maybe about 75%. And okay. I thoroughly believe that the puritanical nature of the LDS Church scientists and the laws written.
But we had a Mormon call earlier who said there's no prohibition on dancing within the Mormon church.
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
Well, I don't know about inside the church because I'm not Mormon, but I know on the outside here they write these laws and pretty much try and keep the town toned down. There's only 3 bars in town. That only serves.
Oh my goodness! This is a city of 70,000 people, and there's only 3 bars.
Yeah, we got twice bars, that, and we're a third of the size.
Three bars that only serve beer, and pretty much we have, you know, police force will come into the bar every once in a while to make their rounds, check to see who's in there.
Sounds fun.
A recent bar where they've taken names down, where people would walk in and you know, see who you are and where you're going. And so when you rewind things here, between that, we have liquor stores in town that are run by the state. So like the DMV, we have state employees running our liquor stores out here.
Mm-hmm. That's the same way, unfortunately, here in New Hampshire, where the state runs the liquor stores, which I think is a huge problem that needs to be solved. But so what you're saying is, Mike, you believe that despite the Mormons not having a prohibition on dancing, that it is sort of the influence of the church folk on the town that has repressed people's expressions like this.
Definitely. I definitely see that repression. I see a mixture of, you know, church and state going on over here that, you know, Councilman, well, people won't admit it, but they're heavily influenced by the state because the church pretty much, I think, is a big power out here, whether it's business or what have you.
Well, I think that if it's... Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. If it's true that obviously there may be some Mormons listening saying, well, that guy's just totally wrong. Our religion encourages dancing. We even have dances. I think the Mormon church could really come out ahead on this one. They could throw the dance party. We were talking about
that would be killer.
Doing a civil disobedience on this, make it into both a religious freedom and a freedom of speech, freedom of expression issue at the same time. Have a private dance party thrown by the Mormon church. They probably won't have a rap battle unless it's like Jesus rap battle or something like that, but
they could. That could be awesome.
Are you guys familiar with the Shakers?
They make furniture.
They're like Quakers?
Shakers are like a spinoff of the Quakers.
Didn't they die off?
They're pretty much. Well, they had this...
Who's making the furniture?
They were celibate. Well, they make Shaker-style furniture. Okay. They no longer make Shaker furniture.
They found the plans.
Well, it's simple and well-made furniture is basically what Shaker-style is. And they were celibate, so, you know, it's hard to make more Shakers.
So that's why they died out?
That's exactly right. Well, what they were is they were the home for, they were the, you know, they would send the orphanage. They were essentially the orphanage before there was an orphanage. So they would send all the kids to the Shakers.
Oh, send them to the Shakers,
right? And then they would raise them, and then, you know, they would either stay or leave. With the Industrial Revolution, the males would leave, make more money. And
I don't
then,
know if I trust my baby with people that shake.
Well, what the Shakers did was they were dancing to express their joy to God or whatever. So this was their whole thing. Is their they were dancing as a form of prayer. It was sort of a physical form of prayer.
The shaking doesn't evoke thoughts of dancing. Well, it sounds like you're having some sort of an attack.
Well, what they got their names because they originally were just sort of they did whatever dance they felt like doing at the time, which probably looked like a bunch of people, you know, wiggling around.
Did they do the chanting too, like the gobbledygook stuff?
No, I don't think they did. Maybe they did, but as time went by, they then began to do choreographed dances to singing. So, you know, I feel like things got kind of warped over time. But nonetheless, I
how many generations was this? Like one generation and they were gone, or two generations?
No, it was more than that. I would say it was about 100 years. I'd have to look it up to see when the gal that started the Shakers exactly started. But essentially,
some of them didn't take the celibacy thing too seriously.
1860s and 1870s. Oh, they took it seriously while they were there. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of people that got pregnant while at.
I was going to say, how did they make it 100 years?
What do you mean?
Well, that's a couple of generations.
I said they were orphans. They took all the orphans in.
Oh, and they converted them or whatever?
Well, Ian, okay, there's no orphanage.
Yeah.
They, you know, town fathers or whomever would give the orphans to the Shakers. They would raise the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Enough people would come by. And plus, this is a commune where there's a percentage of the population that's never going to work hard enough to have a good life for themselves. So these people would be what they called winter Shakers. They would come along in December and leave in April, and
leave for free, right?
And they wouldn't, the couples wouldn't have sex or whatever. They'd just, but they'd come back the next year and that kind of thing. So they'd give their time and energy during the winter, but during the summer they weren't putting all their time in.
Fun fact about Mormon dancing, Benji, winner of So You Think You Can Dance 8 years ago, was Mormon, and his whole family are dancers. So, there is no prohibition on dancing in the Mormon religion.
I mean, come on.
Huh?
The Osmonds?
You know who the Osmonds are? The famous family? Not so famous.
Really?
I know
Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Singers, right?
Singers and dancers. I mean, they dance.
And they tour geriatric homes?
Much more than that.
Let's go to Jeff. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Jeff. Pick up that phone, Jeff. You there?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, you're on the radio. Go ahead. You are on the air, Jeff. Right here. Go ahead. Can you hear us?
Hey, sorry about that. I was in trouble.
Excellent. Go ahead, sir.
So it's a little interjecting your discussion about the Utah dance party. So I was the interviewer in that video you guys were talking about on Thursday.
What video was that? Yeah.
How to make a progressive lose their S. So I just kind of want to call in, and I was in Washington, D.C. over the weekend, so I didn't get a chance to listen to you guys. Kind of just clear the air a little and talk about some interesting things that have happened after it.
So just for our listeners that don't know what we're talking about, you and you were not the cameraman, you were the interviewer, so you and a cameraman were interviewing some character who was doing some campaigning for some politician outside of somewhere. And this individual got very upset with you when you suggested that violence was backing his progressive policies. And so he flipped out and started cursing and was very, very angry and basically walked off, stormed off. It was a pretty entertaining video, and we played the audio of it on Thursday night. So you wanted to give us an update on what happened later?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that was Chris Monka was the filmmaker, and me and him, he's the president of our Students for Liberty chapter at Westchester University.
Okay.
It's a state university. It's pretty large, about 20 miles west of Philadelphia. We actually had Derek Skype in with us once, which was pretty awesome. I'd like to thank him for that. Basically what's happened since, kind of to our dismay, is the campaign for this local congressional seat is actually the Republican took the video and basically blasted it out on his Twitter, kind of like dismaying the other side, saying Gravetti is or the other, his Democratic opponent.
Jeff, hold the story. We want to finish it up. Coming up in hour number three, if you can hang on, we'll bring you back. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.